This is an MUT Radio podcast.
212, if you've just joined us, welcome to the show. Well, Njengamanje, we are about to speak with Sister Mkhwanazi from MUT's clinic. We're in Lagos, Nigeria, Dr. Njeng's studio. Basically, about the outbreak. We have a good ticket. There was an outbreak at Mpox, but she's going to be telling us more about it. And all of that. So that thing I've been a mom. Is information, especially as students, we need to know about these things because see, at some point, so she's joining us now in studio to speak more about that. Sister Mkhwanazi, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. I'm not sure if we can get Sister Mkhwanazi. I can't hear you, Mvelo.
I can hear you, Gabigelela.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, Bangosuthu.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Sister Mkhwanazi. Basically, kube ne outbreak, especially here in Africa, kade kukhulunywa nge-Mpox. Please, just briefly explain to us ukuthi masikhuluma nge-Mpox, isifo lesi siqale kanjani?
Mpox is formerly known as monkeypox. It's a viral infection. It can spread between animals and human beings, and it can also then spread from humans to humans. It's an old disease, but yes, it is a lied dormant for quite some time. It was first discovered in 1958 amongst colonies of monkeys that were kept for research. The first case to be found on human beings was in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's the first case that we had in human beings. The source remains unknown, but the scientists suggest that it came through from the monkeys.
Wow. And Kambe, I want to have had a lot to say about this disease. Maybe you can just tell us about some of the misconceptions as a speaking about, and how do we prevent ourselves, and how is it transmitted to omunye umuntu?
May I take the opportunity to not to talk about misconceptions, because sometimes you speak about misconceptions and you reinforce them. So let's rather and let's talk about transmission. So it gets transmitted from animals to human beings. It can then through contacts of human beings, through close contact, skin to skin contact. Then you can, if you in contact with an infected person, that's how you can get monkeypox. It also can be transmitted through bodily fluids like saliva. And the skin lesions, or from contaminated materials like linen, bedding, towels, fetish gear, sex toys, and so on. It can also be transmitted through sexual intercourse. And then from animals through contact with live animals and animal fluids and waste, mhlampe animal bites and animal scratches, or whilst hunting these animals, or processing the meat or the carcass of the infected animals, or consuming the meat from an infected animal. That's how it can be transmitted.
Mm. And do we have the cure as yet, Sister Nomamhlampe? They are still working on it. And what can we do to protect ourselves from this virus?
This virus generally, it comes in two variants, clade 1 and clade 2. And most people recover on their own. We all have immune systems that works behind scenes, and they can conquer the infection. But then regarding the treatment, the common treatment is to treat the symptoms. There are drugs that one can get, antiretroviral medications, such as tecovirimat, that can be used to treat people with severe disease of Mpox. But then generally people get cured without sometimes even knowing they had an infection. But for those people with a weakened immune system, they might get the disease, the severe disease, And this includes pregnant women and young children. So how we can protect ourselves? I think we should have learned from COVID and continue with what we learned from COVID. The basic things include personal hygiene. We still have to wash and clean ourselves. We have to wash our hands at all times, especially after using the bathroom, after touching contaminated surfaces or surfaces like door handles, etc. And then before eating, because if you touch a contaminated surface and then you eat using your hand, you might then infect yourself with Mpox. So if hand washing is not possible, like in a radio station studio, for instance, you might then have a hand sanitizer, which is alcohol-based, which could also assist in minimizing the risk. Also, avoid contact with persons with skin rash. Even if you're not sure whether it's Mpox or not, just avoid people with skin lesions. Because it can be transmitted through sexual intercourse, then using protection like condoms would assist to decrease the risk of getting infected and limit the traveling, especially to countries with Mpox. There hasn't been restrictions with regards to traveling, but it would be a good idea if, for instance, you're traveling for leisure, postpone your traveling. And then also what you could do is to avoid congregate areas like social gatherings. Think before you go to those places. And if you do go, be vigilant. Don't be neurotic, but just take care of yourself.
And if I have I'm a symptoms, can I visit the clinic as a student or as a staff assistant? Is there anything you can assist me with?
Yes, if you have the symptoms, which include acute onset of fever, a headache, myalgia, which is muscle and aches and pains, if you have a sore throat, and then followed by skin or mucosal rash, and low energy, and sometimes the swollen lymph nodes, we can visit a health facility. You can visit MUT if you're on campus at the time, but to minimize the risk of infection, visit the closest health facility from where you live. Because if, for instance, you're a student, you're going to get into a bus from town and come to the clinic, you've got other 6 students with you in the bus, and you are all in the same bus, you might transmit the infection. But if you find yourself having these symptoms and then you suspect you have incurred monkeypox, you can visit the clinic. We'll assist you. We can't diagnose it by just me looking at it. There's a protocol that we need to follow, because the confirmation of the diagnosis is through a laboratory swab that gets confirmed that it's monkeypox, because the symptoms mimic other diseases. So just me looking at the person, one cannot confirm that he or she has Mpox.
Wow, no, thank you so much, Sister Mkwenazi. Maybe before I let you go, is there anything that you might have wanted to share with us that I might not have asked?
I think what is important is that initially the disease manifested in a particular population, and then due to that, it became stigmatized. So people are now sometimes reluctant to go and seek medical assistance because of fear of stigma. So I encourage people who have symptoms to go to the health facility and get it excluded or diagnosed if it's monkeypox. And if you know someone or that has symptoms of monkeypox, please be supportive to that person, so that the person can be encouraged to seek medical advice, so that we can spread the disease. I mean, we can prevent the spread of the disease. And then what we can
do
protect ourselves is basically the usual health practices, like eating healthy, sleeping and resting, drinking enough water. If you can afford a supplement, you can take an immune supplement to beef up your immunity. Because if your immunity is at an acceptable level, most of these infections, including Mpox, can be fought behind scenes without you even experiencing symptoms. And if you do experience symptoms, they will be milder than somebody with a weakened immunity. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Mkwenazuri.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.